Hi, Shirley.
Hi. Yes, before I ask my question, I wanted to ask a quick follow-up question about the product that you just were speaking of called Remind.
Yeah, Remind.
Does it also help to get rid of, like, heavy metals? I guess that probably may be another question, but because I hear that heavy metals can really interfere with brain activity.
Well, if there's too much of it, it sure can, ma'am. But no, Remind is not what's called a chelating agent, and chelating agents are what are needed to get those toxic metals persuaded to come out. Although I will go back on that statement slightly, because there is a research report from about 1944, 1945. Hey, they did good research then, too. And I read the thing, and it was about battery plant workers who were getting all full of lead. And so what they had them do is take a bunch of vitamin C. Now, that's a bunch compared to what everybody else was using. And funny thing, they started excreting some of that lead. It wasn't to the level that chelating agents will do, but still it helped to get out some of it. So if you're worried about that, well, adjust your vitamin C to maximum that your body wants to tolerate.
Okay. And all my questions, by the way, are pertaining to my mom. So, I was wondering what chelating product were you referring to?
Well, oddly enough, I would probably start with vitamin C, ma'am. Now, does your mom work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine? I'm asking that because she can get a test done for toxic metals and then see what the vitamin C does to that. So I'm thinking maybe that would be a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Right now, she's really not under the care of a doctor, and I mean, I would love to have her under the care of a naturopathic doctor such as yourself, but unfortunately, she's, you know, it's really a challenge for her financially. And
yeah.
So that's the situation with her. But the other question regarding her is that she was now, this is a very, very healthy woman. She is elderly. She won't tell her age, but she is elderly. But she hasn't had any real health issues up until this past year where she fell and then she had another issue. And what we're dealing with right now is they ended up having to remove part of her intestine because they said there was a blockage. But
oh,
then they also, in the process of doing testing, they determined that she had blood clots. And so my question to you is, I know I've heard you speak about a natural supplement for dealing with blood clots.
If there's a clot in place at the moment, let me tell you about a letter I got the letter came from a woman in Arizona who read the newsletter. She said, I read that newsletter about clots, and I have had a clot from my ankle to my groin on the right side for a couple, 3 years, and they're telling me I'm going to have to be on anticoagulants forever. And I did what it said in the newsletter. I got that enzyme called natokinase. It's in all the health food stores, NATTOKINASE. It's usually 100 or 200 milligram. Anyway, I got that natokinase, and I started taking it every 4 hours. And if I got up in the middle of the night, I took it then too. And I'm happy to let you know it's been 8 months, and that clot is entirely gone. Really? It took that long. So if there's a clot in there, it can be eaten away safely with natokinase. Natokinase has been in a cheese that's widely eaten in Japan for years and years and years. And the reason it was discovered is they had less heart attacks and strokes, so many less that some professors went to study why, and that's what they found out, the natokinase that was in the soy cheese. So anyway, it's very safe, doesn't do any harm.
What cheese? I'm sorry.
Soy cheese. Cheese made from soy.
Oh, okay. And how, could you spell that?
NATTOKINASE. Natokinase. KINASE.
KINASE.
Yes,
two
ma'am.
Two words or one word? One word.
It's all run together.
Natokinase.
Sort of, yes, sort of. You can pronounce it that way, too.
What about bromelain? Is that another one?
Ma'am, bromelain is from pineapple. Now, that's very nice, and it is an enzyme, but doggone it, human bodies don't make pineapple enzymes.
Okay.
So let's leave that one alone and go with the one that's in the soy cheese that all those Japanese have been eating and not hurting themselves.
Okay. Now, right now they have this they have this, like they put a filter in her, like I guess maybe the lung area, so that the clot doesn't, you know, spread to her heart.
Well, cool thing about nattokinase, ma'am, is it eats clots. So after a while, and it does take months, but after a while, there won't be any clot to spread.
Okay.
And that's all that nattokinase does. It doesn't do a darn thing except eat clots. And if there's no clot to be eaten, it just fades out of sight and out of the body within another few hours. It's active for 4 to 6, and then after that, it starts fading.
Okay, and is that something she does long-term, probably, or?
Well, only if she has a clot. Now, if she doesn't have a clot, the thing to do is to check in with the doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows about checking for the thickness of the blood. And if you check for the thickness of the blood and get your blood thickness down to what it was when you were having menstrual periods, your odds of another clot or heart attack or stroke are much, much lower. So that you need some physician help with, ma'am.
Right. All righty. And then I presume your clinic carries this product?
We're one of several places that does. We carry what we believe is the best brand, but, you know, there can be different opinions on that. Yes, we do, ma'am.
And what brand is that one?
I'd have to look it up.
Oh,
there's so many. There's so many brands in that dispensary, I can't remember them all.
Of course.
But I do know we settle on the best brand at the time.
Got it. Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. That's what we will do.
Okay, ma'am. And thank you for calling.